Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates. And this is my Seattle Real Estate Market Watch for April 16th, 2024. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I now have a cast. So if you've been following the last couple of weeks, you've seen the progression from fingers taped together right after hurting myself and then the splint into the cast. So here we are. We've got a few more weeks here in a cast. If you're curious, I punched a wall. No, I was not angry, but I was foolish. Don't punch walls. We were doing some demo work in a bathroom. We've got a addition happening, and I decided to put my tools down and try to be cool for a little bit. Unfortunately, one of my punches hit a stud in the wall, and well, the stud always wins. So again, public service announcement, don't punch walls. Now, let's talk about the housing market, because that's why you all tune in here on a weekly basis, not to hear about my hand. And as we're looking at the stats here, I took a look back. Last week, I skipped the market watch and we posted the monthly market updates, which are the look back at the prior month. But I did take a snapshot of all those stats so we can do the week over week comparison. And the biggest thing that's worth noting here is that interest rates have been climbing. So we've talked about in these videos over the past few months that when mortgage interest rates go down, home prices are going to go up. And we've also been talking about how many experts earlier in the year were predicting that we were going to see rate cuts maybe as soon as now. Now that those conversations are pointing towards later in the year or even early next year. But we've had this preemptive push for people jumping back into the market, buying a house while the prices are still down. And they are. The most recent market updates would suggest that home values are not where they were in 2022 yet, but we've been seeing a trend towards higher prices, prices getting closer to the record highs in spring of 2022. Now, that's all with higher interest rates. Rates have still been hovering around the upper sixes, low sevens this year. But as of today on Mortgage News Daily survey, we're at 7.5%. And last week we were at a little over 7. So in the past week, we've seen rates jump close to a half point, according to their daily survey. And as we're looking at the stats, we're still seeing quite a bit of activity here. Last week we had 561 new listings. This week, 503. So a little bit of a drop off there in new listings. Back on market, about the same price reductions, a little bit of an uptick this week in the price reductions. We had 155 versus 137. And just as a quick reminder, if you're new to these videos, we're looking at King and Snohomish County single family data over the past week. The list price increases 31 versus 26. Those always make me laugh. Sometimes it's a mistake, clerical mistake, putting in the listing and then having to edit that. Other times you have maybe a property that sold over asking price, came back on the market, and now the seller wants to price it a little bit higher. The contingent purchases, we saw 18 over the last week versus 15. And that's a good sign for buyers that need to sell before they buy. And the contingent here is just tracking homeowners that need to sell their house before they close on the purchase. So it's an additional contingency and it's tracked separately here in the stats. Expired listings, 14 versus 11. Not a lot of expireds right now in the market. And that's also a good sign that homes are selling and that the inventory is moving. Pending listings, though, this is big. So we saw 814 pending sales over the past week, 772 last week. You'll notice that's a huge difference than the new listings. Now, a note about the pending sales, those are not all fresh pending sales. And what I would say is homes that come off the market are pending. And a home that then goes from maybe pending inspection, so there's a home inspection contingency, moves past that, is still pending, but is also counted in this information here. So it's closer to sold is a good way to look at it. Sales, 541 versus 534, so a little uptick here in the sold listings and still outpacing the new listing inventory, which is why we're in this lower inventory environment. And I want to spend a minute just to talk about the most recent CPI numbers and talk about the inflation, because the most recent data suggests that inflation is not under control. And a large part of that is having to do with the shelter costs. Shelter is heavily weighted, a little more than a third, I believe, in the weight. And well, we've been talking about how home prices have been rising, and a lot of that's been preemptive in anticipation of the rates coming down, right? So there's been talk about rates coming down, which is causing more pressure on the home prices. Now, rent is also included there in the shelter cost too. So it's not just home prices. But at the same time, I think it's interesting that we're now having home prices increasing or shelter costs increasing almost preemptively in anticipation of rates coming down, but it's also causing rates to not come down. I think that people are and have been sitting on the sidelines, not necessarily because they can't buy, but because they didn't want to buy. And now they're making those choices to make purchases. It's just showing, I think, that there's still more money in the economy than maybe we thought. The job numbers have been interesting too. A lot of part-time jobs, second jobs, not necessarily jobs that are the jobs you're looking to add in the economy. So that information, I think, is a little skewed too. But overall, we're still finding ourselves waiting for rate cuts. They're going to come eventually. Are they coming later this year? Are they coming early next year? I mentioned in the last video that we would see mortgage interest rates going down when inflation was under control. And that's the metric. Inflation and the mortgage rates are very closely connected. And so right now, we're waiting for that to be the case. And whenever we have bad news about inflation, that's where we see rates in the mortgages climbing. The Fed rate hasn't changed at all. The Fed rate hasn't changed, but the anticipation of that dropping is now waiting for later in the year. Or maybe there's less hope that that's going to happen soon. So that's why we're seeing mortgage rates rise. If there was hope or positive information, we would have seen those mortgage rates dropping instead of going up. Again, Fed rates not changing at all. It's more the anticipation of that. So as we're looking at the market, what's going on in the Seattle housing market? We're still seeing multiple offers. I was just talking with a client this morning. They're not going to make an offer, but we were talking about an offer on a house in the $2.5 million range. There were multiple offers on this house. And so we're still seeing competition, even at the higher price points. We're definitely seeing competition at the lower price points. Again, there's no guarantee that any house that's listed is going to sell with multiple offers, but because of the low inventory, there's a lot of upward pressure on the prices here right now in the Seattle area. So buyers, there are still not a lot of options. We haven't seen a big flood of inventory or a lot of new houses coming on the market, and that is causing, number one, fewer choices. If you're looking for something, maybe you're buying the next house or even buying your first house, there's just not as many options, and there are more buyers competing for those same homes. So you're likely to face multiple offers and have to do a little bit of competition. The word bidding war is a reality right now here again in the surrounding areas of Seattle and Bellevue, whether you're on the east side or the west side. A lot of King County and Snohomish County are experiencing this. Again, not everywhere, but in most cases. Now, for sellers, what this means for you is that homes have been going up in value, and there is a high likelihood of seeing multiple offers, which is, again, encouraging if you're trying to sell your home and you're hoping to get the highest price for it. Competition is what drives the prices up. So sellers right now and homeowners are going to be happy with what's going on. Of course, buyers are in the opposite boat, wishing for better prices, better mortgage rates. I think the prices are still good for buyers. It's the higher mortgage rates that are unfortunate, and sellers are still seeing home values going up even with those higher rates. So I guess for those that are thinking about, maybe you're on the fence, making a purchase now, waiting, I think what we're seeing right now with higher rates and prices still going up is a good indicator that when rates do come down, it's only going to get harder to purchase and prices are only going to be higher. If we were seeing the opposite, maybe waiting might make a little bit of sense. But right now, I think we're seeing just by observation that waiting isn't going to make a big difference for buyers here in the Seattle area. So those are my thoughts for this week. If you have questions about the Seattle real estate market, or you have questions about your situation as a buyer or a seller, I would love to be a resource for you. Please don't hesitate to reach out.